Okay, in the absence of Council President Merola, in my capacity as pro temp, I will be filling in and taking over the meeting. I will ask the clerk to go to the roll call. I'm sorry.
Merola? Mr. Corley?
Yeah.
Mr. Hawes?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Here.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. McElroy?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Snappy?
That timing, here.
Mr. Snappy?
Still here.
I think I heard him say here.
You there, Ms. Travis?
Here.
I can't see him. Okay, eight present.
Also, let the record indicate that the council meeting was called to order at 9:37. And we will be led in the salute to the flag by Councilman Howell, please.
I apologize.
Councilman Howe.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. The executive communications, there are none. Are there any general communications? Any general communications, Ward 1? Councilman McElroy, I'm sorry, Councilman Corley? General communications, are there any general communications? Hearing none, we'll move on. September 9th, acceptance of the minutes for the council meeting, there are none. Announcement of appointments, there are none. Announcements requiring confirmation, there are none. And we will go to the consent calendar. Move favorable on the consent calendar on PCR 8220. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Move favorable action on PCR 82-20. First item on the list is 2017-136, favorable action. 2020-109, traffic and street pole maintenance, favorable action. 2020-110, elevator maintenance and repair, favorable action. 2020-291, fire apparatus repair, favorable action. 2021-057, traffic street and pole light maintenance, favorable action. 2021-058, elevator maintenance, favorable action. 2021-087, Oakland Beach boardwalk improvements, favorable action. 2021-088, planting and landscaping improvements, favorable action. 2021-095, security system monitoring, favorable action. 2021-095B, security system monitoring, favorable action. 2021-095C, security monitoring and maintenance, favorable action. 2021-095D, security maintenance, favorable action. 2021-099, reversible snowplows, favorable action. 2021-100, underwater search and rescue, favorable action. I'm sorry, underwater search and recovery. 2021-105, quick pro dry, one favorable action. 2021-136, open government cloud service contract, favorable action. 2021-137, DIM software, favorable action. 2021-138, Lucas 3 chest compression system, favorable action. 2021-139, municipal court software and support, favorable action. Moving to September 21st, PCR 8620 would be favorable action. I move for favorable action on PCR 8620.
Seconded.
Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
2020-21, motor oil, hydraulic transmission fluids, favorable action. 2021-111, annual bituminous concrete, favorable action. 2021.
Mr. President.
Sir.
If I may, the bid packages were separated on different consent calendars. So if we could complete a vote on the consent calendar that contains the September 9th bid package of PCR 8220, PCR, okay. The abatements of PCR 8320 and the claims of PCR 8420 first. We'll get to the other bid package at a subsequent vote in the agenda.
Okay, so let's start off with PCR 8220. Need a motion for favorable action.
Move for favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. President, the consent calendar, we traditionally take a roll call vote on all items. So if we could just get a move and someone to move and members to second each of the three items on the consent calendar, we can then take a roll call vote at the conclusion.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to move?
Well, you still have to go through the abatements as part of the consent calendar and public safety mm-hmm. part of the consent calendar, correct?
Correct.
Right.
Forgive me if I've missed a portion of this. I believe Chairman Lattiser read through PCR 8220, the bid package. It has been moved by Councilman Ricks and seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe. If we could proceed to moving and seconding the abatements and moving and seconding the claims and then take one vote on those items.
All right. So we need a motion for PCR 8320, which is the abatements in the amount of $22,792.06. We have a motion. Motion by Councilman McAllister.
Favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Howe. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. PCR 8420, resolution relative to claims. Councilman Sinapi.
Move favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable action. We have a second by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Sorry to intervene again. Just for the record, the claims that were remaining on the consent calendar were for Carlucci in the amount of $575, Souza in the amount of $260.44, Little in the amount of $300, and Hamer in the amount of $226.06. There were three items that were removed from the consent calendar, but we can take them up in a subsequent vote following a vote on the bid on the consent calendar. So, Mr. President, it'd be in order to ask any questions on the consent calendar and take a roll call vote on the three items.
I have a quick question, just procedurally.
Yes.
You separated the finance consent calendar into two, but not the claims, which I'm confused on. I'm fine with it. Whatever works for you, frankly. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure.
The claims, I believe the claims are part of the three that the council solicitor.
Those first three were all the 8420 claims consent calendar from this time. The last consent calendar from the other meeting, though, just had the one Scott Hamer. And like you said, it's actually further along on the agenda. I literally had just marked it with a sticky note actually while going through.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't sure if we were going to wait till that point or not. I'm, again, fine with it either way. Just making sure we're doing it right.
Okay, we'll just make sure we get to that when the time comes. Okay, so I need was there another question?
I was just going to see if the clerk was concurring that the seven items were all originally part of related to claims were all originally part of PCR 8420, even though there were two separate dates of things. Procedurally, two different departments, I think, could have been the issue of why we had separate bid agendas and claim agendas that didn't follow the same structure. But
PCR 7320 on PCR 7320 came from the August 17th meeting that they held.
Okay.
So they showed up on the consent calendar with the 9-9 because that's where they had been continued to.
Okay, so we all set, Councilor?
Yes, just defer to any members of the council that wish to, if there's any questions regarding what is in or out of the bid package or the consent calendar.
Go ahead, Madam Clerk, go ahead.
Sorry. So the Scott Hamer claim is on the PCR 7320. That one was from the 7320, which was held from August 17th that we did not address, and we just held as a bundle because of the late meeting that evening.
And where is that appearing now?
It actually appeared as a different PCR, not on the consent calendar.
So it's in a different PCR.
It technically had three meetings of claims.
Okay.
Follow?
Okay, so do we have a motion on the consent calendar, including the abatements and the resolution relative to claims that were identified, the four that were identified?
Oh, it'll just be the three. Gene Carlucci, Peter Souza, Julie
and
Little.
Correct. Okay. Is there a motion?
So I apologize. Given that the other items of PCR 7320, which we did address in committee, I don't see PCR 7320 in the balance of the council docket, Madam Clerk.
That's what I was asking about.
Docket number 19 on mine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Apologies. Okay. That item is removed from the consent calendar. Thank you. I apologize for the confusion.
No apologies needed.
So PCR 7320 is sitting where?
19 on the docket.
Got it. Okay.
Mr. President, the confusion was on my end. I added the Hamer claim, and that was should be at a later date. So the only claims on the docket were Carlucci, Souza, and Little.
Okay, we'll get through it. So back to the original. I need a motion to on the consent calendar.
Favorable action.
We have a motion. We have a second. Yeah. Second by Councilman Howe. Any further discussion? Okay, Madam Clerk, you call the roll.
Cola, Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latta?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes.
Okay. Item passes. To Bill, do we go to the items removed next and do those? Which is PCR 8720, 8820, and 8920? I can't hear you.
None.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so on Charles Adoyan, PCR 8720. I believe that was Councilman Sinappi.
Charles Adoyan was getting held.
Held till October 5th?
Correct.
Okay, hold till October 5th. PCR 8820, Stephen Pickett. I believe that was held till October 5th as well?
Correct.
Okay. PCR 8920 also was held till October 19th. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. It is.
Okay. And we will continue on with PCO 7-19, Pension Board, that was held until October 5th. PCO 1019, Ordinance in Regards to Water Discharge, held till November 4th. PCO 7-19, Ordinance Relative to Senior and Veteran Exemptions, held till October 19th. Ordinance relative to employees' benefits was held till October 19th. PCO 2819, ordinance in regards to no parking between signs in front of 301 West Shore Road on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. was held till November 16th. PCO 29-19, an ordinance relative to tangible property tax regarding vacant storefronts was held till October 5th. PCO 3-20, an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Article 1. It was held until November 16th. PCO 4-20, an ordinance relative to the installation of traffic control signs. It was held till October 5th. PCO 7-20, an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Article 1 of the City Code of Ordinances, held till October 5th. PCO 8-20, ordinance relative to the ratification of teacher contracts and support personnel. That was on mine, and that was a motion to withdraw. I need a vote or a motion to withdraw. We have a motion by Councilman McAllister, seconded by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Howe. Any discussion? Hearing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes to withdraw.
Thank you. Motion passes. PCR 18219, resolution regarding lease of Cooper Building, held till October 5th. PCR 1120, resolution relative to repairs to damage at Lippitt Park. That was myself, and a recommendation from the council, from the committee, was favorable action. I would move favorable action on PCR 11-20. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Councilman Howe, Councilman Ricks. Any discussion? Hearing none, clerk will call the roll.
Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
No.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
6 yes, 2 no.
6 yes and 2 no. Motion passes. Thank you. PCR 2120, resolution relative to claims, held till October 19th. PCR 28-20, resolution supporting codification of the cancer presumption by the General Assembly, held till November 4th. PCR 2920, resolution memorializing the General Assembly to enact legislation authorizing the City of Warwick to issue not to exceed $10 million general obligation bonds, notes, and other evidences of indebtedness to finance the construction, renovation, improvement, alteration, repair, furnishing, and equipping of athletic and/or recreational field and facilities for the city's high schools, subject to approval of state housing aid at a reimbursement rate or state share ratios of not less than 35% at the time of issuance, and provided that the authorization shall be reduced by the amount of certain grants received from state bond proceeds from the Rhode Island Department of Education and from the state of Rhode Island School Bond Authority, held till October 5th. PCR 3820, resolution in regard to erecting a stop sign at Maywood Avenue and traffic area entering into Beach Avenue, held till October 19th. PCR 41A-20, a resolution addressing fiscal request for education for fiscal year 2020 through 2021, held till October 5th. PCR 2021-062, police educational expenses. Recommendation was favorable action. Need a motion, please. We have a motion by Councilman McAllister, seconded by Councilman Howe, for favorable action. Any questions from members of the council?
Tell me the PCR or PCO number again, please. My apologies.
Yes, PCR 53-20, formerly 2021-062, police educational expenses.
Thank you.
Welcome. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. PCR 73-20, resolution relative to claims, held till October 19th. PCR 77-20, oh, no. Formerly 2018-246.
Nope. PCR 73-20.
What's the matter? Say again.
PCR 73-20.
Held till October 19th.
You have one claim on there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Scott Hammer.
That's the Hammer.
Okay, I'm sorry. That would be the Hammer. 7320. All right. So we'll have to hear PCR 7320. My note here is that it was held till October 19th. Okay. So Councilman Sinapi for PCR 7320.
Right. So Charles Adoyan, Stephen Prickett, and Helen Bradshaw were already separated out. And we actually already went over that previously. The one we didn't, Scott Hammer.
Right.
$226.06. Committee recommended favorable action.
Okay, for action, Councilman Sinapi.
Move favorable action.
We have a second. Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister, favorable action. Any other questions from members of the council? So we will be acting on PCR 7320, which is the Hamer claim in the amount of $226.06. Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Motion passes. PCR 7320 passes. PCR 77-20, formerly 2018-247 Neptune cold water meters. Favorable. It was recommended favorable. I would move favorable action. Need a second? Second by Councilman McAllister. I'm sorry, Councilman Howe. Any discussion by members of the council? Hearing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, motion passes.
PCR 77-20 passes. PCO 8-18, ordinance regarding a no-through trucking sign on Sand Pond Road and Buckland Avenue. For first passage, Councilman Howe.
Move for favorable action.
Councilman Howe moves for favorable action. We have a second. Councilman McAllister, Councilman Ricks, Councilwoman Travis. Any discussion, members of the council? Hearing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, first passage.
First passage on PCO 8-18. PCR 78-20. Councilman Howe for action.
Move for favorable action.
We have favorable action. We have a motion by Councilman Howe for favorable action. We have a second by Councilman McAllister, Councilwoman Travis. We have any discussion? Hearing none, clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, motion passes.
Motion passes. PCR 7920, resolution for engineering to create Bucky Brook project. Councilman Howe for action. I'm sorry, that was held for October 19th, sorry. PCR 8020, resolution in regards to yield signs at the following locations: West Shore Road prior to the right lane split, on the right-hand side of West Shore Road across from the sign currently there, and three, facing north, item three, facing northbound traffic on West Shore Road. For action, I will move favorable action. It was recommended favorable action. I'm moving favorable action. I need a second. Councilman Corley. Any discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latica?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Madam Clerk, we can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks, I missed you. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Eight yes,
motion passes. PCR 8120, resolution in regards to the Bayside Sewer Project, Warwick Sewer Authority and City to sign and issue the contract to D'Amber Construction without further delay that was put in the pending file. I need a vote. Need a motion to put in the pending. I'm making a motion to put it in the pending file and need a second. Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe, Councilman Corley. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we need a vote. Madam Clerk, please.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latica?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Mr. Snappy? Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Eight yes to the pending file.
Thank you. Motion passes. PCR 8520, resolution in regards to changing the two-way stop sign at the intersection of Elm Street and Cherry Street to a four-way stop sign for action. Councilman Ricks. Move favorable action. I need a motion for favorable. Councilman Ricks makes a motion for favorable. We have a second, seconded by Councilman Corley. Any discussion? Hearing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latica?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Eight yes.
Eight yes, motion passes. Thank you. For referral, let me make sure I didn't miss a page. For referral and advertising, PCO 19-20, an ordinance amending to the zoning of the city of Warwick, Zarella Development, petitioner, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Howe, somebody want to make a motion on that? Is there anything that we need to do with that?
Just announcement.
Yeah, you did your thing.
Thank you. All right, moving on to September 21st. We have public comment, Rule 41. After the general communications and prior to the consent calendar at each city council public hearing meeting, there shall be a 15-minute period during which citizens may comment about Warwick City government issues subject to the following stipulations. The total period of time for public comment should be 15 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many citizens as possible to participate. The topics for comment shall be issues directly affecting city government. City council members will not respond to questions during the public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the expiration of 15 minutes. Waiver of this provision requires unanimous consent. Okay, it is 10:10. Just note for the time, and we will open it up to public comment. Phil, who do we have? Anyone here for public comment?
I don't see any hands raised at the moment.
One more call. I will ask one more call for anyone from members of the public wishing to address the city council. Hearing none, we'll move on. Let the record indicate that there were no hands raised and no one looking to make comment. Announcement of appointments, none. Announcements requiring confirmation, none. And we will move on to The consent calendar, PCR 8620, favorable. Committee recommends favorable action. And I will move favorable action on PCR 8620, seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Okay, we have just bear with me 1 minute. I'm trying to locate these documents. Okay, we have item number 2021-111, annual bituminous concrete, favorable action. We have 2021-113, purchase Canon PowerShot digital camera, favorable action. 2021-145, reaccreditation services, favorable action. 2021-146, consulting services, for water tank inspections. And we're, to the council solicitor, we're going to take that action up right now, correct?
Which action are we talking about, Mr. President? Are we still on?
PCR 86-20. We have five items which were all recommended favorable action by the committee.
So, yes, you would take action on those items now.
I need a motion for favorable action from the committee. Motion by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe.
Seconded.
Any comments or questions from members of the council? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, call the roll on PCR 86-20.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Eight yes.
You forgot Mr. Councilman Ricks.
Councilman Ricks.
Yes.
Councilman Ricks, that's twice. I don't know. You're going to be a
forgettable.
Little... okay. Moving on, unfinished business. PCO 14-20, an ordinance amending the zoning of the city of Warwick. John Dickerson, petitioner, Councilman McAllister for action. Second passage.
I make a motion for favorable action for second passage.
We have a motion for
seconded.
Second passage. We have a second by Councilman Howe, Councilwoman Travis. Any further discussion, any comments, questions from members of the council? Hearing none, I need roll call on favorable action, second passage, PCO 14-20.
Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Eight yes, second passage.
Motion passes, second passage. PCO 17-20, an ordinance regarding vendor procurement for action. Councilman Howe.
Move for favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable action. We have a second from Councilman McAllister. Do we have any discussion?
We have a second from Councilwoman Travis as well, Mr. President.
I'm sorry, Councilwoman Travis, I'm sorry, I did not see you. We have a second from Councilwoman Travis as well. Any other seconds? Okay. Councilman Howe, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, this is the second passage of the ordinance PCO 17-20 that gives Warwick businesses that are qualified bidders on businesses, if they come within 7%, qualified bidders on bids within the city, if they come within 7% of the lowest bid, they can be considered for the bid. I want to thank, this is universally sponsored by the council. I want to thank everyone for this, for joining me on this. And I'm excited that this is the second and final passage, and it will become something we can use in the next meeting when signed by the mayor.
Yeah, thank you, Councilman Howe. You did a great job with this. I know this is something that has been a passion for you since you first got elected, something you've put a lot of time into working and bringing it all together. Really good job on that. Any other comments or questions from members of the council? Hearing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, second passage.
Motion passes, second passage. Congratulations, Councilman Howe. PCO 15-19, an ordinance regarding health insurance for city employees, was held till October 5th. PCO 30-19, an ordinance involving state law required regarding unutilized commercial property, that was held till October 5th. PCO 2-20, an ordinance relative to forming a commission to establish LED signage guidelines, held till November 4th. PCO 10-20, an ordinance relative to amendment of the Warwick Zoning Ordinance regulations for the installation of solar energy systems, held till November 16th. PCO 15-20, ordinance in regards to the installation of a no parking sign on Parkside Drive, erected 30 feet south of the intersection of Pleasant View Road. For action, first passage, Councilman Corley.
I'd move favorable passage.
I have a motion for favorable. Move favorable action, Councilman Corley. Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Do we have any further discussion? Any questions? Okay, the clerk will call the roll on PCO 1520, first passage.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Sorry, yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, first passage.
Motion passes for first passage. Thank you. PCO 16-20, an ordinance relative to permitting and regulating charitable donation bins, held till October 19th. PCR 195-19, a resolution relative to creating a commission to study health insurance benefits, held till October 19th. PCR 196-19, a resolution to the General Assembly for additional funding for Warwick schools, held till October 19th. A resolution relative to the installation of a crosswalk in the vicinity of 333 Sandy Lane, held till October 5th. A resolution in regards to amending PCR 1-19 City Council Rules, Rule 30, docketing, held till November 4th. PCR 40-20, a resolution in regards to amending the City Council rules, held till November 16th. PCR 57-20, resolution in regards to erecting a stop sign at Winthrop Road at the intersection of Parkside Drive and Landon Road at the intersection of Parkside Drive. For action, Councilman Corley.
Move favorable action.
Councilman Corley moves favorable action. Move favorable action. Councilman Corley.
Yes.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Ricks. Any further discussion on PCR 57-20? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes.
Motion passes. PCR 67-20, resolution relative to claims on a Michael Vieira, and the amount is $520.94 for action. Councilman Sinapi.
Committee recommended favorable action.
Recommends favorable action, seconded by?
Seconded.
Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister. Any discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes.
Motion passes. PCR 68-20, resolution to claims Mark Hull, held till October 19th. Resolution relative to claims, Sean Lavoie, held to November 4th. Under unanimous consent, for first passage, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I'm gonna seek just a little guidance. I'm gonna refer this for advertising, but at the same time, hold until October 19th. I wanna make sure I do this correctly.
Okay, so your motion will be to hold until October 19th?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And refer for advertising, am I correct?
Yes. So you're referring for advertising and you are looking to hold until October 19th. Okay, that's
yes,
the
sir.
Motion. Do we have a second on that? Second.
Mr.
Yes. Do we need a second?
You don't need to vote on it. It should be just a referral and advertising announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the unanimous consent, it's an announcement.
Okay.
And it will show just like the next zone change in October. So you're referring your advertising, it'll show up on the October 19th docket.
So, okay, thank you. So everything's good to go, Solicitor?
Yes, and just in case any of the counselors are wondering why that's the action that we're recommending, it's pursuant to actually state law and your own code of ordinances. So in case anybody wants the state statute citation, it's 452450 subsection D, 452452 et sec. And then there's a couple sections in your own code that require that actions of this nature when the city council is suggesting a zoning ordinance change that it be referred to the planning board and advertised appropriately.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman. Thank you, Kyla, on that. So anything else under unanimous consent? Ward 1?
No.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5. I do have a request for unanimous consent for reconsideration of PCO 11-20. I need a second for reconsideration on PCO 11-20. Who is the second? Councilman Ricks. Thank you. Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I was going to ask, what was that pertaining to? I'm trying to find it.
Okay, that, Councilman Howe, was on the $7 million bond for the sewer authority.
Okay.
And it's a couple of housekeeping issues. So, and you've heard it referred to many times this evening, which was the enabling legislation that was passed by the City Council and the General Assembly, and there was some language-specific items in there. I actually have in my packet of information here.
Order, I don't think we can be talking about this.
I'm sorry?
Point of order, I do not think we can be talking about this. It is not on the agenda in any way. It's one thing to put it on the consent counter, it's another to discuss it.
We have a motion, we have a second that opens it up for discussion, in my understanding. Does that or does that not? It does not?
No.
Could you be more specific? Is this for the, you're looking to reopen, is this the one for, is it? Yeah.
It's a, it's a motion for reconsideration.
For the
Sandy Lane and the
Sandy Lane Airport. All right.
No. PCO 1120 is to recall the sewer bond ordinance. It's not Sandy Lane.
No. I'm sorry. I have the wrong item here. The item that
it is.
I am looking to. Yes, that's the one. It's PCR 11-20. It's the right item.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, isn't that the one that's the Oakland Beach Interceptor in the one Councilman Howell's?
Yes.
3737.
That's correct. Yes. But a point of order was brought up. It was my understanding in deferring to our council solicitor that if we had a motion for reconsideration and the second, that that would allow discussion on the item.
Well, Council President, so we're under unanimous consent, and I'm looking at the council rules here, and I'm not confident that a motion for reconsideration can be made under unanimous consent. There are two separate sections in your council rules that say two completely different things.
No.
Say again.
So my analysis of the council rules is that considering the item on the agenda that we are under, and we are under unanimous consent, I do not believe, and I believe it is out of order to make a motion for reconsideration under unanimous consent.
Okay, so
by virtue of what unanimous consent is, the idea is that all of you have agreed to it. So, and it's also two separate sections in the council rules that provide for very specific processes and different things.
Okay, so my conversation with Councilor Conley was that reconsideration could be made by a party voting on the winning side up to and including the next council meeting. This is the next council meeting. So I am looking for reconsideration on PCO 11-20.
Okay. Well, so I was not apprised of the conversation that you had with Attorney Conley.
So where does it take place then? Where does the reconsideration take place?
Would you mind giving me a moment to look at your council rules so that I make sure we do this properly? Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, based on my own discussions with Attorney Conley on this too, that the actual discussion. Sorry,
Councilman
Sinapi,
we can't hear you. Could you speak a little louder, please?
My apologies. Based on my own discussions with Attorney Conley and with Attorney Pecchia, the item cannot be actually discussed as far as the topic, the content, until it's been on the docket. You moving to reconsider. All you have to do right now is put it on the unanimous consent calendar, and then we go from there. We can talk about it. You have to move to reconsider and whatnot at the meeting, and then we discuss the motion. But you got to get it on the docket, which I thought was what you were doing, but then you
All right. So I'm clear. So we have a motion. We have a second for reconsideration of PCO 11-20.
So ironically, and I'm sorry to cut you off, Council President, so I'm looking at reconsideration, which is Rule 27 and Rule 28 in your rules. The following rule is unanimous consent. If we're going by unanimous consent, no undocketed business shall be acted upon or considered at meetings except by unanimous consent of the council members present and after compliance with the notice and other provisions of the open meetings law. Any member desiring to place an item before the council under unanimous consent shall cause notice of the matter to be posted in compliance with the provisions of the open meetings law. And at the meeting, the member shall state the title and give a brief description of the item. So that's the rule about unanimous consent. Reconsideration. When a vote has been passed, it shall be in order for any member voting with the prevailing side to move reconsideration thereof in accordance with the provisions of these rules at either the same or next subsequent meeting. A motion for reconsideration must be seconded by a member of the prevailing side. If the motion for reconsideration is made at the next subsequent meeting and adopted, then the vote on the merits of the matter being reconsidered shall be docketed and voted upon at the following meeting, unless the reconsideration matter was posted in accordance with open meetings law, which in this case it is not.
Okay. Yeah. So what I'm understanding is this evening, I can make a motion for reconsideration. It was seconded. And the next step would now be to get it posted for the October 5th meeting. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
But excuse me, isn't that going under, it's going to be docketed, not under unanimous consent?
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
It'll be
Thank docketed. You, Councilwoman. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Thank you for that clarification for the record.
So it'll become a docketed item for reconsideration.
Correct.
And then we'll discuss the substance of, okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that, Councilor. Thank you.
I would like to come back to Ward 3, please, for reconsideration.
Sure.
Solicitor, what was the item for the Lippitt Park?
The
PCO
item,
number for the Lippitt Park?
I would have to check. Is that the repairs to Lippitt Park, Councilman?
Yes, please.
Give me one second.
This 1120.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Madam Clerk. That's for Lippitt Park.
Damage at Lippitt Park is PCR 1120.
PCR, excuse me. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm confusing it with PCO 1120,
okay.
Which is what it was just the subject
same,
of
right?
discussion. Well, so that would be PCR 1120, Councilman Howe.
I would like to recall PCR or call for reconsideration of PCR 1120. And I have
I'll
a second. Thank you. And seconded by Councilwoman Donna Travis as well.
You know what? I'll withdraw my motion for reconsideration on trying to clarify the language in PCR 1120 and let it stand the way it is. I withdraw my motion.
I'm confused.
So for the record, Madam Clerk, it appears that Councilman Lattiser has withdrawn his motion for reconsideration of PCO 1120. And I'm assuming that means Councilman Howe has also withdrawn his motion for reconsideration of PCR 1120. Is that correct, right, Councilman?
I'll trade a PCO for a PCR. Absolutely. Thank you.
So then to go back
just
to where
just
we were.
Just to clarify, I thought Councilman Lattice has said PCR. I just need to clarify it's the PCO. That's all. I just want to.
It's a PCO.
PCO.
1120.
Thank
yes.
you.
Thank you, Lynn. And if I may, Mr. President, so we were just on item under unanimous consent, PCO 20-20. I believe that we would be moving to the next item on the agenda.
Right. We would move to the docket session.
If there be no further business of this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
Okay, we're moving to the docket session. Anything from Ward 1? Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5, I have been requested to docket a resolution on behalf of the Council President Marola, resolution regarding installation of stop sign at Bay Vista Place. Would that be ordinance?
That would be at your pleasure, Mr. President. I believe it would be appropriate to go under public safety.
Public safety. Okay, public safety. Ward 6.
I have one, and it's the docket for the city council calendar for 2021.
And that will go to?
Great question. Where does it usually go, Councilwoman Travis?
I think
it goes to intergovernmental. I'm not sure.
Intergovernmental. Let's put it there.
That's where it goes.
That's where it sounds good. Okay.
That's it.
Thank you. Ward 7.
I still have a question on unanimous consent. We didn't go around to the rest of the wards on that. I believe Councilman Howe made a motion and I seconded it, and then Councilman Lattiser went back to another one. I'm just looking for some clarification on that, please.
Mr. President, do you mind if I provide the clarification?
Go right ahead.
I think what happened, Councilman McAllister, is that when I was in the process of explaining to Councilman Lattiser what the appropriate action would be pursuant to the city council rules, he was looking to reconsider PCO 1120. And so he successfully tried to reconsider that. Then Councilman Howe requested a motion to reconsider PCR 1120, which got a second. And then both motions were subsequently rescinded. Is that a little more clear? Did I answer your question? Okay.
Okay. So there was no motion made. There was a motion made, but they both withdrew them?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I have nothing to docket.
Ward 8.
No.
Ward 8, anything?
No.
Okay. Councilman indicates no. On Ward 9, it's already been done. Need a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
We have a motion, we have a second. Second by Councilman Ricks. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The record indicates it is 9:40.
No.
Sorry, 10:40. 10:40.